It is 8:10. Why was Greville Janner, Lord Janner, not prosecuted over allegations of child abuse, and is it right that he should face no trial now? His family say he's a man of great integrity and high repute. He has a long and unblemished record of public service. He's entirely innocent of any wrongdoing. But the Director of Public Prosecutions, Alison Saunders, has told 9 alleged victims of the 86-year-old politician that a new police investigation had gathered enough evidence to charge him with 22 offences, but because he has Alzheimer's, the DPP has decided no trial is possible. That decision has been bitterly criticised, not least by the police in Leicester, who've been in charge of the investigation. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, has been asked about it by BBC Radio Cornwall, and she sounded pretty unhappy.
I was very concerned when I heard about this decision. It's not my decision. It's an entirely independent decision for the Director of Public Prosecutions. I've been very clear in everything I have said so far about the child sexual abuse issue and about the cases that I expect to see justice done.
Well, the DPP has also admitted that there were opportunities to prosecute Lord Janner in the past, but those opportunities had been missed. One of them was in 2007 when the Crown Prosecution Service were contacted by Leicester Police but took no action. Indeed, the file was not passed from Leicester to the CPS in London. I've been talking to Lord MacDonald, who is Ken MacDonald, was Director of Prosecutions at the time. He is the man who should have been told and was not.
I think 2007 was an important time because this was the culmination of an investigation that had apparently been going on for some months, and it was being handled locally by CPS in Leicestershire, I think, and the protocol was that any case involving a prominent person, which always included members of Parliament, should be referred to the Special Crime Division at CPS headquarters in London so that it could be dealt with by the more senior specialist prosecutors in that division. And invariably, when a case of that sort came into the Special Crime Division in London, the DPP would be notified and would be kept fully informed of the progress of the case. Unfortunately, here, for reasons which I don't understand, this case was never sent by CPS Leicestershire to the Special Crime Division in London, and I was never notified about it, and so I wasn't able to make any assessment at all about the case or about whether it should proceed. I simply didn't know about it, and that was obviously a serious failing in the system, and the local CPS lawyers appear to have decided that there wasn't sufficient evidence for a prosecution and simply to have dismissed the case there and then, which obviously they should not, emphatically should not have done.
Yes, and people are going to say not only was it a serious failing, but a strange one as well, that decision would be made at that level when, as you've made perfectly clear, in normal circumstances, in this kind of case, it would have gone to London.
Well, not just in normal circumstances, in every other circumstance that I'm aware of. I mean, it was a very well-known rule, very well-known, that local areas should not be dealing with cases involving prominent people. And this was a notorious case. I mean, Lord Janner had been investigated in the past, and it was apparently a serious police investigation. And it should have been absolutely clear to the lawyers in Leicestershire that this case should have been sent to London so that it could be assessed and dealt with in London. If it had been, I undoubtedly would have taken a look at it personally and would undoubtedly myself have considered the question as to whether or not Lord Janner should be charged.
What do you make now of the decision not to attempt a prosecution?
I think this is reasonably finely balanced. As I understand the DPP's reasoning, it is that it is inconceivable that a court, if this case was brought to trial, would proceed with it because apparently Lord Janner is completely incapacitated by dementia. He couldn't follow the proceedings, he couldn't instruct his lawyers, he couldn't even plead. I mean, that's my understanding of what the DPP is saying. And on the other side of the argument, you might say that that is an issue that should be decided by the court, so that there's no doubt at all that it's being done in a proper manner and that nothing is being hidden. I mean, the DPP's made the decision that she's made. I think you could justify a decision going either way, frankly.
If you were in her seat, though, might you have decided differently and put it at least to the courts?
Well, it's always possible that one might do things differently. I mean, I haven't seen the medical evidence. It looks as though the medical evidence about Lord Janner is very strong. I mean, the greater regret, as Alison Saunders said, I think, in her statement, is that this matter wasn't dealt with before. for when Lord Janna was fit to stand trial, not just for the sake of the alleged victims, but also for his sake, so that he could have the opportunity to clear his name. Now we're stuck in a limbo with the allegations having been made and no prospect of them ever being resolved, as they might have been in 2007 if the correct procedures had been followed.
There was a suggestion that one way out of it might have been to have a kind of fact-only court case where there wasn't a full prosecution, but some effort could be made to establish the facts. Might that, do you think, have been a solution?
Well, there is a process where fitness to plead can be determined, and the process is, as you've just described, there's an inquiry into what the facts were, not an inquiry ascribing blame as such, but there would have been an inquiry into whether the acts complained of were in fact committed, and that certainly would have been one way of resolving this in a more public fashion.
Might that have been something that should have happened, though? Because, as you know, there are a lot of people who are desperately upset. They're saying there are real alternatives, and I think you seem to be saying yes, there probably should have been.
Well, I think in the light of the fact, which I've only just become aware of, that there were so many opportunities in the past to resolve this which were not taken by the CPS, it might have been wiser for the CPS now to say we're going to have this matter resolved in the full public glare of a courtroom rather than simply by the DPP making a decision, because the CPS really, given its failures in the past on this case, was in the position of really needing to re-establish its credibility, the credibility of its decision-making in this case. So I think in the light of the obvious errors and inadequacies of the CPS's performance in the past in this case, it might have, in fact, have been better to resolve this matter in court.
And on a wider point, the Chief Constable of Leicestershire Police, Roger Bannister, has been very outspoken on this, has said he's worried about the impact the decision not to prosecute will have on other people. The message, he says, that it sends out to others, both past and present, who have suffered and are suffering sexual abuse. Do you agree with him that the message sent out by this is a poor one?
I think he's got a point. I'm reluctant to say that the DPP has got this decision wrong, because I haven't seen all the material that she's seen. I do repeat that I think that in the light of the fact that the CPS hasn't performed with particular distinction in this case, it might have been better to have this resolved in front of a judge and by a jury in open court.
If this had come to you in 2007, as it should have done, if it had come across your desk, knowing what we know now about what the potential charges might have been, do you think it is something that would certainly have gone to court?
Well, of course, I haven't seen the evidence relating to 2007. I still haven't seen it. But Alison Saunders' determination is that evidence was sufficient to justify a prosecution. And there's no reason to suppose that I would have come to a different conclusion. If I'd come to that conclusion, then Lord Janna would have been charged with these criminal offences in 2007.